Today on Jesse Duplantis Ministries.
Revival is not a feeling. Revival is a force. A force. And it doesn't have a dark side to it. The beginning of revival started in Acts chapter 2, verse 1. I want to read that. Now, before this happened, all these people were very timid, afraid, full of fear, ran and hid themselves. Even when they went to the room on Pentecost, when Jesus said they would be endued with power, he said, oh, Theophilus, in Acts chapter 1, the works that Jesus began to do. If you read, well, let me just read Acts chapter 1, verse 1. Look what it says here. The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began. Notice the word began, both to do and teach. He began there. He had to get the fear out and sustain them with something. The first incarnation was his son Jesus. The second incarnation was the Holy Spirit, or the son, the spirit of his son was sent. He said, expedient that I go away or the comforter won't come. First incarnation, when he was birthed. Second incarnation is when the spirit of the Son of God came and dwelt among men. In Acts chapter 2, verse 1, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly as immediately as twin brother, there came a sound from heaven. God is very noisy. He's not quiet. He has a still small voice for those that can hear, but he usually does very powerful big things. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. It filled all the house. So whatever was in the house was filled. Made no difference. Every crack, every crevice where they were sitting, there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. Notice there was no respecter person. And they were all filled, which means they were empty when they got there. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began. Now notice Acts 1, first one. Old Theophilus, the treatise that Jesus, a teaching that he began. Now the Holy Ghost began again. They were all filled, verse 4, with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. In other words, the languages were coming from God and not from their excitement, but from God himself. And all of a sudden, these timid, fearful people who would run away at anything, including the apostles, became strong. For the first time in their life, they understood the word comfort. It made no difference if they got beat, hit, kicked. They had made their mind up. Something happened. What was it? Revival. Something happened. He revived them in Acts chapter 1. He revived them in Acts chapter 2. He was never supposed to revive again. These timid people became pillars of the gospel everywhere. He said, go in the world and preach the gospel. He said, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. The Great Commission. But to do that, revival had to take place. To keep that, to sustain that, it must never leave what it started. Go with me to Acts chapter 3. Now, Peter and John went up together into the temple of the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful. The church has a lot of beautiful things, but they're all dead. They look good, but they can't do nothing. And because it looked prosperous, they brought people who were not prosperous there, beggars, thinking, well, maybe they'll have mercy on me and maybe give me something. Verse 2 again, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they had laid daily at the gate of the temple, which means he had never walked, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. This man had some friends that would carry him, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask an alms. Hey, you got something you can give me? Who, seeing Peter, the apostle of faith, who, seeing John, the apostle of love, faith worketh by love. Notice what God placed in front of that beggar, that lame man. An apostle of faith and an apostle of love. You ought to write that down. Why did he do those two? Because faith worketh by love. One was known for faith, the other was known for love. Notice that. Who, seeing Peter and John, verse 3, about to go into the alms, asking, about to go to the temple, asking alms. Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John. Focus on your priority. You eliminate your confusion. What has God called you to do? You'll never get it done without focus. Fastening with John. If two of you agree, as touching. Notice that. Very powerful things here. The spirit of faith and the spirit of love is coming out of these two apostles. For an effect, for a revival. Because at that time, everybody went by what they saw. Jesus was teaching people who really couldn't learn. They were spiritually dead. And Peter, fastening his eyes, verse 4, upon him with John, said, look on us. In other words, you focus like I focus. If you focus on my faith, that's what Peter's thinking, you're going to get my faith. John's thinking, if you focus on my love, you're going to get my love, because I'm the apostle of love. Something's going to happen here. He didn't ask him, didn't tell him according to your faith. Why? Because focus has got so strong that you don't have time to think. All you have time to do is look. Let me read that again. Peter fastened, verse 4, Peter fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed. Got to have obedience when you focus. He gave heed to them, not just to him. Both of them. Eyeball to eyeball looking at this guy. Faith flying out of Peter's eyes, love flying out of John's eyes, and going into this beggar's eyes. And he gave heed unto them, expecting, watch this, to receive something of them. He had no teaching, but he knew he was getting something. He didn't think he was going to get what he got, but he was expecting. Great expectation gets great results. When a woman is expecting, she will deliver. Verse 6, then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. Do you have the power to give what you got? We're going to deal with that in a minute. What did he have? in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Still hadn't took his eyes off him. Faith without works is dead. Faith and love are working together. Faith working by love. Verse 7, he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately, that's the twin brother of suddenly. They're all in the same chapter. His feet and ankle bones receive strength. Wherever there's faith and love, strength will come forth. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. The beginning of revival and the sustaining of revival. If you're taking notes, would you please write this down? Faith is not passive. It's an energy expressed. Faith is not passive. It's an energy expressed by looking, by listening, by coming, and by doing. Faith is not passive. It's an energy expressed by looking, listening, coming, and doing. This is everything that man's doing. Peter and John are doing it. The beggar's doing it. When you understand that it's not passive, that it's an energy, you're going to get loud. That's why tent meetings are loud. Because, see, you've come looking, listening, coming forth, and then doing. It's an energy expressed that way. See, when I got saved, I didn't know enough about the Bible to be dangerous. Kathy got saved before me. She never read the Bible till after she got saved. I never prayed to God. I was raised Catholic. You don't pray to God. You talk to the priest. You can't talk to God. Who do you think you are? Anybody ever been raised Catholic? You my age, you know what I'm talking about. I didn't think I could talk to God. Why would he talk to me? I would talk to the priest. The priest talked to the God. But when I had my encounter, God focused. And I focus. And something happened to me in 1974 in a bathroom in Boston, Massachusetts. I had revival. I mean, from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. I couldn't drink no more. I was drinking a fifth of whiskey a day, and I finished out the fifth by 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and I would eat pancakes and drink scotch or bourbon at 7 o'clock in the morning. Plus all the drugs. But when the beginning of revival took place in that bathroom, I didn't have time to get delivered. I was delivered. Something happened. And I've been like this ever since. Have you ever saw me sad? Have you ever saw me sad? Have you? Sick. Depressed. Discouraged. Despondent. Broke. Why? I know how to sustain what God gave me. I don't deny the elephant in the room and all the problems going in the world. I deny its right to affect me. It's not arrogance. It's not cockiness. It's assurance. It's confidence. You see, all God's gifts to us are for giving away to others. Write that down. All God's gifts to us, all of them, are for giving away to others. Everything God's ever given you, he's given it to you to give to others. You see, you need to become a godly pest. They called the Apostle Paul a pestilent fellow. If you look that up in the Greek, he said he was a Christian disease going around infecting people with the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you see what I'm saying? Every gift God ever gave. God gave me the gift, the word of knowledge. I flow in that. But yet I gave it away tonight, giving it constantly, and God's still restoring. You see what I'm saying? All the time. And revival is not a feeling. Revival is a force. A force. And it doesn't have a dark side to it. and it has prosperity all over it. So live long and prosper. Are you hearing what I'm saying? All God's gifts to us are for giving away to others. When Brother Copeland prophesied, the gift of prophecy is coming out. It's a gift to others and everyone that's hearing it, because it's not designed to stay in an individual. It's designed to go from individual to individual. You see, as Christians, we are channels of the Almighty. We're agents of the kingdom. And that is manifested by word and deed. The reason why that man got healed, he spoke a word and then he produced the deed. He knew where it was coming from, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. This is not just a mere name. Jesus has given us all power of attorney to use that name. St. John 14, verses 13, 14. Whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do. Why? That the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name. What does anything mean to you? Anything. What does whatsoever mean to you? Whatsoever. He says, I will do it. I've studied the names of God. There's over 70 of them. You don't think he's got some multifaceted? Yet Jesus says, my name is above everything that's named. That includes Yahweh. That's how powerful that name is. So let me say it again. As Christians, we are channels of the Almighty. We're agents of the kingdom. We manifest all that by word and deed. That's Acts chapter 1, verse 8. You can go read that for yourself. So in other words, everything we do, we must be in us the spirit of faith and the spirit of love, producing words and deeds everywhere. I tell you what, since this virus has hit, Satan has messed up so bad. The other day, Kathy wanted to go, the mall opened up for a little bit. So she said, I got to go get some makeup. So we went to the mall, to the that Chanel thing, where the Chanel makeup is. People are worried. I come walking in there, you know, and I don't know these ladies. I know of them. You know, I talk to them a little bit. Kathy's their customer. So Kathy's getting her stuff. And this lady walked up to me. She said, do you believe this is the end times? I said, excuse me? This is in Dillard's. Do you believe this is the end time? I need to get right with God. I said, the time is right. Do you think he's coming? You know, I've done some wrong things. And I thought, my God, do you think it's coming? I said, well, lady, I'll tell you this much. We're at the end. Well, you think he's going to come soon? I said, no one knows the day and the hour. But I tell you what, if you don't want to worry about that, just get Jesus in your life. Get Jesus in your life. Be as good to him as you are to Chanel. People want to know. They're nervous. You know, I've watched you on television, and you don't seem to worry about nothing. I said, I can't. Why? I'm too full of love. I'm too full of faith. I don't have time to get unrevived. See, when I walked out the ditch, the dirty ditch of life, I filled it up so I never could fall back in it. And I became an agent of the kingdom. A channel of the Almighty that can manifest word and deed. That's why I don't have a problem praying in public, because when I worked for the devil, I didn't have a problem drinking in public. I didn't have a problem taking drugs in public. I didn't have a problem fighting in public. I didn't have a problem with nothing. I did whatever I wanted to do. Oh, but when my time began, people get mad at me. One day your day is coming. You're going to get yours. You're going to get yours. I said, already got it. It makes them so mad. They want me sad, sick, disgusted. Since the COVID thing, I've already grown from when it started, March? From March to what today, July to February, over 40%. I hadn't done anything. I hadn't done anything different. All I've done was found. I just stayed faithful. All my staff said, we ain't got to worry about my job. I said, you never have to worry about the job. I said, because God ain't, Jesse's not paying you, God's paying you. And buddy, all of them believe it. And we have a wonderful time. I've set big numbers in front of them. I said, if this happens, I'll double your salary. You ought to see them shout, Jesus, help me, Lord. I said, I'm going to start off with a 10% raise. Well, you just gave us one. I'm going to give you another one. Oh, you can't do that. Not this time. Yes, I can. I don't mean that arrogantly or pridefully. Why? Revival. It's a steam engine that will not quit. I expect. See, we are called to not only work miracles, we're called to be miracles. I don't have time to get discouraged. I don't have time to get depressed. None of that. I never forget when I first started out in the ministry, they stole my offerings. They're more thieves in church than they are in the mafia. Oh, excuse me, in Washington, D.C., there's a lot more there. I say Washington, D.C. is the seat of organized crime. I ain't ever seen so much organized crime in my life. But you know, the devil said, we'll make him quit, did he? I ran out of gas driving home. I preached Sunday morning, Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, offering buckets full. They shook my hand and said, God bless you. I never got mad. I never did. I was just so honored that God would call me. You're going to love our partner message. Fellowship is a necessary ingredient. You know, when Jesus saved you, he gave you a raw invitation for companionship. You were never designed to be alone. God created us to be a family, to come together in fellowship with him and one another. This uplifting teaching will bless you greatly. How do I get it? You just go to jdm.org and get your copy today.
Thank you for watching Glorious Moments. I love sharing testimonies that you send to us because it gives the world an opportunity to see our God is glorious. Let's praise Him together over these powerful, glorious moments. The first one says, I'm so thankful for Jesse and Kathy Duplantis and their ministry. The things that I've gone through as I got closer to the Father God caused the enemy to try to make me think differently. I started following JDM, giving to their ministry and watching every service multiple times a day. I became so encouraged that I'm indeed going in the right direction. I cannot express the gratitude I have for this power couple who have dedicated their whole existence to serving Jesus. Thank you, Jesse and Kathy Duplantis, for all you've done to get where you are today and for being such a great help to me. Now I want to tell everyone about our Jesus. Thank you and much love and respect to you and your family. Well, thank you too. We love you too, and that blesses us. This next one reads, I wanted to share this testimony of my thankfulness to the Father for His help. On March 17, I sowed a seed believing for my brother's refinancing to be approved so he could pay off his debt. Around March 23, I received the news that it went through for them. Thank you, Dr. Jesse and Pastor Kathy, for your ministry, for Covenant Church, and for allowing yourselves to be used by God to do the Father's business. Praise the Lord, and to God be the glory. Well, amen to that. And our last glorious moment reads this way. It says, thank you for the many helpful sermons and faith the facts. They've led me to victories and motivated me to persevere more times than you would ever know. Love you both. You know, it's such a blessing to know how our God ministers so powerfully through JDM. And we're always honored that He uses our many outreaches to bring you encouragement and the love of Jesus Christ. So I'll see you next time and have a great week. I appreciate you watching today. Have a fabulous day. Bye-bye.
Are you ready to walk in God's vision for your life and receive above all that you ask or think? In my new book, Create Your World and Walk in It, you'll learn how to have God's creative DNA flowing inside of you, and your connection to His power gives you the ability to create too. By using your faith voice and saying only what faith says, discover the power within you, and every promise on your heart comes to pass in your life. Create your world and walk in it. Get your copy today at jdm.org. Is your faith stirred up for today's message? Mine is. It's all about cultivating the root of revival in your life daily. Remember, you have the spirit of faith and love within you. Stay in the Word, fellowship with the Lord every day, not just Sunday, every day. That's what will keep you revived during every season of your life. You can watch today's message in its total entirety
on our free JDM app. Oh, brother, we have a life-changing product offer for you. It's my new book, Create Your World and Walk in It. You know, when you walk in faith in God's word, your world is aligned with His world. This book will get you on that path to the abundant, overcoming life Jesus bought and paid for you. How do I get it? Go to jdm.org for all the ordering information, and you will be blessed. Glory to God. Partners, thank you for your glorious support. It is. I mean, in 50 years of preaching this gospel, never having a financial deficit, that's unheard of in ministry and unheard of usually in business. But it's so wonderful. And I believe God for the hundredfold for you. I am a hundredfold person. Some people don't believe that, but God said some 30, some 60, some 100. Well, you got a choice. Well, since you got a choice, why don't you believe for the hundredfold? It's not 100 times. That's mathematics. It's 100-fold. Every time it folds, it doubles. To get to a point is beyond, well, it just boggles your mind. And that's what God wants to do for you every day of your life. You know, Jody was talking to me the other day. She said, Dad, my daughter Jody, how come everything you do prospers? How do you know that? Well, in my book, you know, Create Your World and Walk in It, I said, well, Jody, I create my world. I know what's coming in it. I know what's going out of it. See what I'm saying? And when you know that, you're not surprised by any thing Satan tries to do to shut you down. Man, I mean, and he's under our feet. So I got to really stoop real low to talk to the fool. And I don't at all. And I mean, that's the same. I'm starting to preach here again. Anyway, partners, thank you. And you know, and if you're not a partner, pray about becoming one. I'm telling you, this anointing of increase is on me. It'll come on you if you'll believe God, I'm telling you, and you'll be blessed. And you deserve to be blessed. You have a right to be blessed, okay? Well, till next week, Jesse the Planner saying, we really love you. We pray for you every day, and I mean that sincerely. See ya. Bye-bye.
See Jesse Duplantis on his 2026 European Outreach. The 26th of August in the Netherlands. The 27th of August in Switzerland. The 28th of August in Bulgaria. The 29th and 30th of August in France. Jesse Duplantis 2026 European Outreach. The 26th to the 30th of August. For more information, go to jdm.org.
Me. Use your faith voice. I only say what my Father says, and I only do what my Father says to do. He's a faith God. You don't touch Him or please Him unless you use your faith voice. If you're not believing for the impossible, you're not living by faith at all. When you use your faith voice, it just comes together. A sure cure for gossip and slander is to breathe through your nose and keep your mouth shut.
Thank you for watching today. For more information about Jesse Duplantis Ministries, go to jdm.org.